Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on Saturday night against Frisco. I'm joined by Alec Baker, who set the Amarillo franchise record for the longest perfect relief outing in Sod Poodle history last night. And Alec, I just got to ask you about the outing, because from pitch one, seemed like you were really locked in and definitely was your best outing of the season.
Yeah, it definitely was, I think, to this point. We're kind of in a weird situation with a lot going on at the upper levels where I knew we needed some length out of the bullpen, so my mindset was I just got to get ahead, attack, and give as many innings as we can to just help out the guys in the bullpen in general going down the stretch here.
And you're a former starter who obviously is one of our longer relievers. What's the difference in approach between starting versus relieving in your mind?
Not too much. I think it's all about getting early, especially here in Hodgetown where it's definitely could say it's a hitter's park. The ball can fly a little bit. So, I mean, you gotta get strike one, strike two, to be able to put guys away or get weak contact, or else you give them a chance, innings start lengthening out. And if that happens, yeah, you get in a tough spot here really quick.
The old solo homers don't beat you mindset here. What does an outing like that do for just the general vibe of your season and your confidence? Because obviously it's a really long season with ups and downs, but a night like that has to really reaffirm the work that you've been doing.
It definitely does. We've made a good amount of adjustments. Working with pitching coach Gabby here, that it definitely just shows we're going in the right direction. And just keep going, keep trying to develop. And no matter how the season goes, there's times to adjust and just keep developing, kind of have a growth mindset.
What would you say is the best mid-season adjustment that you've been able to make this year that's helped you the most?
We played with my arm slot a little bit, kind of getting it a little higher, close to my body. We think there's some success in that. We added a curveball to kind of help get lefties out, and I think that opens up some things. Be able to pitch guys backwards a little more often, have another offering. So, yeah, just showing them a little different angle, different offerings, and I think that just helps out overall.
You guys spend a ton of time together as a pitching staff, but especially as a bullpen. Can you describe to me the culture of the bullpen and what you guys are doing out there? I mean, you guys have a lot of fun, but you all are working really hard too.
Yeah, we definitely work really hard in this bullpen. I mean, we got a stellar group of guys. I think all my years of pro ball, this has been the favorite bullpen I've been a part of, pitching staff. We got a lot of guys that really care about their development, pushing each other, and it's just a really fun group of guys. There's nobody anybody dislikes, no grudges anywhere, so it's awesome being out there every day.
How do you think your pitching coach Gabby fits into that whole puzzle?
Oh, he's a perfect guy for it. Yeah, he sets a tone of kind of the culture we got. He fits in with all the guys, so it's just nice having a pitch coach we can learn from, but also he's one of the guys at the same time, so it's been awesome.
How does a guy born and raised in Massachusetts end up at Dallas Baptist University?
Yeah, coming out of high school, I knew I wanted to go down south. I was kind of sick of playing baseball in the cold.
Yeah.
Faith has always been something really important to me, and I remember seeing Dallas Baptist in the 2015 regional they hosted. I'd never heard of the school before, and I just kept that in the back of my mind, and as I started getting a little attention from the Northeast Division I's, I just sent a video, shot them an email, and they responded back. I was like, all right, I'm going to go try camp, and it worked out.
Goes to show you the weather has a lot to do with your decision-making, huh?
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, 18 years starting every baseball season in snow, I was like, I wouldn't mind not doing that. So, yeah.
Sounds like a great idea as we talk with Alec Baker here on the A&B pregame show. You're a few years into this professional journey now. What's one thing that you wish you could go back and tell that Dallas Baptist version of yourself about what this pro ball journey would be like as we have reached June of 2026?
I think it would be don't overreact to everything. The up and downs are going to happen, and just every day just continue to try to get better instead of focusing on what the result was that day.
Obviously health is a given, yeah. But any goals for the rest of the season specifically as you work in this bullpen?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing kind of what I just said, is just keep building upon the adjustments we've made. I think I want to continue to give good length, and I think as any reliever, any pitcher, a goal would be never have to get pulled in the middle of an inning. Sometimes you can't help it. You get sent out there for one batter due to pitch count, but if you can get out of your own messes every time, I think that speaks to a lot.
How do you get away from the field and just the general vibe of the baseball season during the season, because obviously, you know, six games a week, there's not a lot of time to fit in some personal stuff.
Yeah, no, we cherish our off days when we get them. We at the apartments we stay at, we get a nice pool area and a gym area we go to, so a lot of the guys on the Mondays we're here, we'll just hang out by the pool, get a nice summery vibe there for a couple hours, and that kind of help reset the mind to go right back to work on Tuesday.
Alec, thanks for the time.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.